Tomorrow morning at 7:10, it's Muse in the News with the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter is standing by now.
Yeah, hello.
Hi there.
So tonight, it's that time of the year again. Friday is our P1 Hey Man What's Up Rodeo Draft, year four. And so a lot of draft talk is starting to swirl about on the show. I know a lot of people here at The Ticket are preoccupied with Norm and the NBA draft next week, but not to be overshadowed would be the P1 Hey Man What's Up Rodeo Draft. So we're starting to talk about that. Kevin, you've ridden before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's like to be in that chute. And P1s last year, for the first time, found out what it was like when each crew member of the show drafted their own P1. Mike Turley was victorious with a thespian, Kevin. And so we're starting to put the call out for P1s who want to ride. And we'll be talking about that quite a bit at 8:10 tonight.
Interesting.
You doing the draft profiles and everything?
Oh, yeah.
The way the draft should be done?
Just like that's
will do?
Yeah, because that's a reputation that the ticket has. I mean, I believe it's you, Reiner, that on most draft days, don't you always talk about how it's the quintessential example of how
we can do what they do.
Right, but they can't do what we can do. And I always think about that when I think about the P1 Hey Man What's Up Rodeo Draft. So, yes, Kevin, to answer
your question.
Right,
they can't do that.
No, of course not. We have a standard to uphold, and we'll be doing our part on that Friday on the draft. But the thing is, we got to get the call out to the P1s who want to ride. We had like 24 entries last year, and, of course, we could only take 4. So I'm hoping that we'll at least have all the people who did not get drafted as underclassmen re-enter this year's draft. I'm hoping.
I actually wish you guys would film this. Is that illegal somehow?
I don't think so. Would you like to see that? Maybe in night vision, like
yes.
The Paris Hilton tape?
Yes.
That would be good.
And have a Iraqi soldier walk back in the background?
Yeah, but then you have to tell somebody you're filming them and you're going to put them up on a website. Wouldn't you need their permission?
You know what? There might be ways around that. There might be technicalities. Maybe we would have to inform them, but if it was maybe in the heat of the moment, maybe they would okay it. You know, a lot of people might like that sort of thing. When they did that first HBO special out at the Bunny Ranch, they thought they were only going to get a couple of takers. And out of 50 people that they asked if they could use the video, all but 2 of them signed the release.
Amazing.
A lot of people might want to be in on that.
Or just put up innocent until proven guilty, like they do on the DVD website.
Somehow that clears everything.
That's so bad. That just screams class action lawsuit, you know?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, for the guys that get off the hook.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love the city manager's quote about that. She said the reason they wanted to do this is because the city attorney said they have a relatively low conviction rate. Well, whose fault is that? So in other words, instead of improving the conviction rate, you're just going to plaster up the people who get accused rather than the ones who eventually get convicted.
All right, 2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
I eat boogers.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these 6 simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I eat boogers. There's one 2-minute drill caller who's happy as the Rangers try to light up the Reds' young bong. Rock me.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I eat boogers and smoke.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I eat boogers. This is the worst hard line ever.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Oh, dear.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I eat boogers. Hey, Kirby, can I borrow your echo penis pump?
Okay.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Ty Walker, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thanks to you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. Also, thanks to John Eisendrath from Playmakers, which is out on DVD now. We return tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
This is The Ticket.